Tired of the price of everything going up these days? Groceries, rent, you name it. It's all going up. But not at Metro. They've got your back. Metro has lowered their prices and are giving you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. One line? Now 20% lower. Family plans? Also lowered. Oh, and you also get a free 5G phone. All with no ID required and no activation fees. Stop by your neighborhood Metro store, visit metrobytmobile.com, or call to find out about their amazing offers. Bring your number, not available if currently at T-Mobile or with Metro in the past 180 days. Guarantee covers monthly price of on-network talk, text, and 5G data for customers activating on an eligible plan. Exclusions apply. Details at metrobytmobile.com.
Offer valid on standard browsers, U.S. only.
When I heard about Date My Age, I thought, really? But there I was in my empty, quiet house, my laptop on the kitchen counter, and I typed in my name. Looking for a man between the ages of 40 to 60? Sure, why not?
Date My Age is different. With verified profiles, you can feel safe and secure to explore meaningful connections with interesting and mature singles.
Date My Age made it really easy. I could join and view online profiles for free. All of a sudden, my empty house wasn't so quiet anymore. I got so much attention, it just made me feel seen and alive. Date My Age helped me start a totally new chapter in my life.
Find a friend, a lover, a partner at Date My Age. Get 60% off when you join at datemyage.com today. That's datemyage.com to connect with thousands of singles worldwide. datemyage.com.
Back to Old School with Foreman and Orman on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
What up? We're back. Jay Foreman, Austin Orman, College Football Hall of Fame edition, I guess. There's a ton of names going in here, or potentially.
The nominees.
It's like 80 million of them. And everybody's good, though.
That's the problem.
101 players, 34 coaches. Cut down.
Woo.
What do you do?
Bedell's parking, that's for sure, right?
Yeah, well, they say that Marvin Harrison Jr. should be a lock, right? Or Marvin Senior, so, yeah. Excuse me, should be a lock. Nick Saban's got to be a lock, right?
Mark Ingram?
You won the Heisman.
Cam Newton? Legendary year.
Yeah, he won the Heisman.
RG3?
No.
And Dominican 2?
House of Spears is in. The big names are, well, Big Ten, big names for your boy Scott Dorchman, Doctorman. Mm-hmm. He has Brad Banks. I don't think Brad Banks is a big name.
ESPN also lists Brad Banks, so for the near Heisman.
Yeah, but Kejana Carter is probably a bigger name. Mm-hmm. Now, these guys are yesteryears with Kevin Hardy. Even Dallas Clark's a little bit almost yesteryear. Don't realize how good he was. Ryan Kerrigan, probably a bigger name in the pros versus college. Mm-hmm. James Laurinaitis, I think, both, but now he's coaching at Ohio State, so that gives you a little bit more, you know. Mm-hmm. Gene Smith. Look, Simeon Rice, this is going to be a huge year for him. He should be in there, and he's going to go into pros.
According
to Warren Sapp, but the biggest name, I think, so far is your boy Ndamukong Suh.
Mm-hmm. From the Big Ten side.
From the Big Ten side, mm-hmm. In particular, Nebraska. I will say this. I keep saying it. I know Ndamukong Suh. I know there's politics going on. Ndamukong Suh is going to go in and should go in. But eventually, Jason Peters is going to get on there. Mm-hmm. Dominant. I mean, Before Ndamukong, before the House of Spears, I don't know what, I guess Peter built, so he'll get in. Some other big names that people don't really realize, Flozell, the Hotel Adams.
Heard the name.
Biggest dude I've ever seen. He is huge.
Hence the hotel.
Yeah. Let's see, Courtney Brown. You probably don't remember him as a defensive end from Penn State. It was him and LeVar Arrington. Courtney Brown was crazy, like long arms. So I went to Cleveland, got a little bit, you know, knee injuries. Then you have guys like Ken Norton Jr. was unstoppable. Now when he was at UCLA, they were Pac-10, Pac-12. There's some other guys, Olin Krutz, obviously Washington, but part of the Big Ten now. But still a great player. You mentioned RG3. Mark Ingram should get in. Josh Heupel is going to be interesting.
Yeah. That's, again, politics game.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Eric Bieniemy?
I think so. Now here's
Dez
one.
Dez Bryant.
You're listening now. Now okay. It gets interesting here.
Okay.
You talk about almost Heisman, right? And I'm going to go with it. Jordan Lynch from Northern Illinois. He was must-see TV.
Yeah. That 2013 right. team.
Almost Heisman. He's on the ballot. Manti Te'o.
Yeah.
Is on there. Essentially, was second in the Heisman. Let's not forget, Aaron Donald is on there. There's some crazy names. D'Amico Ryans is on there. Richard Seymour.
Your boy Farley was calling him DeMarco Ryans all day today.
That's Farley. Look, Richard Seymour, who just got in the NFL Hall of Fame, he's on there. Jonathan Vilma, we remember him, right? Kellen Moore, obviously. Alan Faneca just went in the NFL Hall of Fame. There are some dudes on there that are going to have to wait to get in that are some big-time dudes. Now, some of them took their game to a whole nother level at the highest level in the NFL, but there's some guys that were really, really good at their respective college. You got to think Ryan Leaf essentially, single-handedly almost beat Michigan and put Washington State on the map. Robert Griffith III obviously won the Heisman. I mean, you got to think you got Cam Newton, Robert Griffith III, and Mark Ingram. Somebody's going to be left off, and they won Heisman.
Crazy.
So there's so many great players, and this is also not even talking about. Bernard Berrien when he was at, Fresno State. Obviously, people don't know him. I remember him from the pros. Alex Brown, who was unstoppable. Rocky Kalmus from
Oklahoma, right?
Yeah. A guy that was the big prototype safety before, like Ed Reed, Mark Carrier, who was at USC, who was playing in college when I was in high school. And so I remember him. You got to think a guy that gave Nebraska fits, Monty Ball. Right? I still remember him running over us at, up there when there's – doing the stupid jump around. There's a ton of guys that, let alone Dallas Clark, who was, really the godfather or one of the godfathers of tight end university, from Iowa. There's Brad Culpepper, defensive tackle from Florida. He was good. Ken Dorsey.
Yep.
Obviously really good. DJ Dozier. You want to hear a funny story about DJ Dozier?
Yes.
So after my dad retired, there was there was just a bunch of Viking running backs that never kind of came to fruition. This is before everybody was like, all right, running backs from Penn State don't do well in the pros. But DJ Dozier had a baseball background. Was supposed to be good enough to play in the major leagues in baseball, chose to play football. Penn State, we got him up there with Minnesota, and he was supposed to be the next coming to check for him. A little bit taller guy, that didn't happen. DJ Dozier. I already remember that name. My dad used to always be talking about he wore number 42. He wasn't wearing 44 and all that. Also, here's another guy, Vaughn Dunbar, running back at Indiana. Well, this is back when Indiana had the worst uniforms in college football history, but he would put in work, right? You had Greg Esslinger, who center from Minnesota. He was really good, lineman under the radar, but not to the name. Here comes one, Willie Gault.
Willie Gault. Okay.
Super Bowl shuffle.
That's right.
And then here's one guy that, speaking of Farley, I always talk about the story of Farley when we're down there in Lubbock, right? First of all, Lubbock is only getting guys out of the transfer portal, money only.
Oil
it's
money.
It's the worst. Mm-hmm. I tell you, we flew down there. It was windier, way windier in the day. And I remember looking, and all you saw was dust, and there was a tumbleweed. I was like, this place is horrible. I was like, Baylor. We had the worst road trips for 1 year. We went to Baylor once, right? Played down that.
Probably at Iowa State, too.
Yeah, it was stank up there. First of all, Fred Hoiberg, if you're listening, man, I didn't know you were from Des Moines, and I know you went to Iowa State, but I didn't know you were. I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry that you had to be up there in that funk, and you're just used to it. But
he made it work for him, though.
Yeah, he did. But we were down in Lubbock, and I was like, this place is horrible. And then we were in the locker room, and it was the worst small. And then granted, they didn't have, wasn't very big or whatever. But we were playing against them. This is where Farley was standing there, and they threw ball to him, interception. But they had a really good running back named Byron Hanspart.
Tired of the price of everything going up these days? Groceries, rent, you name it. It's all going up. But not at Metro. They've got your back. Metro has lowered their prices and are giving you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. One line, now 20% lower. Family plans, also lowered. Oh, and you also get a free 5G phone. All with no ID required and no activation fees. Stop by your neighborhood Metro store, visit metrobytmobile.com, or call to find out about their amazing offers. Bring your number, not available if currently at T-Mobile or with Metro in the past 180 days. Guarantee covers monthly price of on-network talk, text, and 5G data for customers activating on an eligible plan. Exclusions apply. Details at metrobytmobile.com.
Close your eyes and imagine what you'll look like 6 months from now. How's your hair look? The same? Now picture how your hair would look if you started using Hims. If you're picturing the same you as before, but with much thicker and fuller hair, you'd be correct. What can happen in 3 to 6 months? You could pick up a new hobby and get not that good at it yet. You could do about half of your New Year's resolution. You could learn a few songs on the piano or pick up bass guitar. Or you could start seeing thicker, fuller hair regrowth through Hims. Not bad for just 3 to 6 months. Men, if you're starting to notice your hair thinning when you look in the mirror, you're not alone. Life just gets busier and busier, and it can feel like there's not enough time in the day to do something about it. So, try Hims Hair Loss Solutions. You can avoid jumping through a bunch of frustrating hoops and get access to treatment without even leaving your home. Hims provides you with the convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients, like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there are no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, and they can help you get your confidence back too with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results may vary based on studies on topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Looking to buy your dream home or rent that perfect apartment? With the Redfin app, you'll know the moment your next place hits the market. Set up your gotta-have-it wish list, and Redfin will send you real-time notifications for properties that match. And when you're ready to see it in person, scheduling a tour is just a tap away. Thinking about selling? Redfin can do that too. In fact, Redfin agents close twice as many deals as other agents, so they know how to get the best price for your home. And with a listing fee as low as 1%, Redfin charges half of what others often charge. So you could save big, like really big. Last year, Redfin saved home sellers $118 million. So whether you're buying, renting, or selling, Redfin's ready to help you win. Download the Redfin app and start searching today.
And we were tearing him out the frame. We were tattooing him just because he was supposed to be this big-time running back. But I remember Farley hit him and was talking junk. I think the coach's name was Spike Dykes or something like that. Mm-hmm. And we were sitting there, it was hot down there. And I remember Coach McBride came over and said, "All right, now the ref is over here telling me you talking junk to Spike Dykes. You need to stop." Farley, like, "I got you, coach." We made a tackle on the sideline. Farley was right over there giving him the business again to get the Byron Hands part. So another guy here, Kevin Hardy, linebacker from Illinois, used to be linebacker. You got to think him and Simeon Rice are the same team.
A certain host of the ticket was trying to tell me that Kevin Lynch or Kevin Hardy was more of a defensive end than a linebacker.
That's the opposite.
It's a different one.
Simeon Rice was the defensive end. They got him listed as a linebacker. He actually was a defensive end. Kevin Hardy was an outside linebacker. Big linebacker.
Like a 3-4 outside guy, or was he a 4-3
guy? He did everything.
Gotcha.
But here's the trivia question. Who was probably the toughest guy on that defense that's not will never be on the list? That was a part of that. They used to call him it was the trio of linebackers. This is when Illinois had – they had Simeon Rice, Kevin Hardy. The trivia question, who was
Who's the other guy?
Yeah.
I don't know.
John Hollistek.
That makes sense.
Yeah. From south side of Chicago.
They kept him home.
No. He's from the south side of Chicago. He's like Steve Blake in basketball terms. He will throw hands at anybody. My man, you hear what I'm saying? Yeah. And so give a shout out to baby John Hollistek, man. But yeah, there's some great players on there.
We got some coaches too.
Oh, yeah.
Larry Coker.
Yeah.
First rookie head coach since 48 to win a title.
Mm-hmm.
Gary Patterson.
Mm-hmm.
Thing he did for TCU.
Mm-hmm.
Chris Peterson. Boise and Washington.
Who gets in out of those three, you think?
See, I'm least sold on Coker.
You aren't?
Least sold. Not sold, but least sold.
Yeah.
Patterson and Peterson are both so good. I mean, Patterson, TCU's all-time wins leader.
Yeah.
Six top 10 finishes. Mm. And this was before TCU was anything, right? Yeah. In the WAC, in the Mountain West and whatnot.
Oh, yeah.
Bit of a schematic innovator guy with the 4-2-5.
Yeah.
A lot of the stuff he was doing there. But if I have to pick one, I got to pick Chris Peterson.
I'd say Chris Peterson. And
Boise State, just that iconic kind of mid-major program, some major iconic wins. Took Washington to the college football playoff as well. I would say Patterson probably gets the edge in terms of what he did on field, longevity and all that. But I think Peterson with the Fox gig and the Boise aspect of it.
Yeah,
plus the college football playoff.
And the resurgence of Boise, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think Chris Peterson gets in. All of them deserve to get in. Mm-hmm. The only one guy that probably don't deserve to get in is Tommy Tuberville.
Did you hear Bruce Pearl could be running for his open Senate seat?
Yeah.
Dude, college basketball needs Bruce Pearl to run for Senate. Auburn is... No, we can't continue this Auburn nonsense. I will contribute to Bruce Pearl's Senate run in a heartbeat.
You know who the best guy, best looking guy that is on there? They're the funniest guy, Ralph Regan.
Oh, Ralph Regan.
Remember him?
Yeah.
And he was the godfather of Maryland, man. He made Maryland. Yep. I mean, look, he had some studs out there. He had Vernon Davis and your boy lights out, Sean Merriman,
mm-hmm.
so he could recruit. Larry Coker, I think, doesn't get enough respect that he deserves. And also, I think he wasn't at Miami long enough.
That part.
I think, but then I also think the work that he did at Texas San Antonio doesn't get enough credit because it's not on the big scale, but to take that job and really do the things he did shouldn't go unnoticed. So eventually I think he'll get in. So it's a good class. And obviously we only worry about the Nebraska guys, which would be Ndamukong Suh. He has to get in. Mm-hmm. I think that dominance that he had at both of the, obviously the college level, more importantly, which is he's going to be judged on. And he was must-see TV, iconic plays, obviously the five sacks and just
Ragdolling McCoy,
mm-hmm. The Missouri game, then
the Colorado
game, the interception. Mm-hmm. I mean, so all that, and then almost winning the Heisman, and then he won everything underneath the sun as a defensive player.
Mm-hmm.
And you got Nebraska, and I think the uptick of Nebraska, I think it puts him at the forefront. So hopefully he gets in. But there's everybody. If all these guys got in, you could say okay, they deserve it.
Yeah.
And to be on the list is great. And so, hopefully everybody gets in, but more importantly, Ndamukong Suh gets in.
If he is this his first time on the ballot?
I assume so. I think I
got an email from Keith Mann. Shout out Keith for that. But
he's got to get in, right? It
depends on who the voting base is, too. That's the other part of this. People might respect his stats and the awards that he won. But I feel like for guys my age, growing up watching Ndamukong Suh, understanding how dominant he was, if you get some older voters, he's like, oh, yeah, we saw someone just like him before.
Yeah. And you got Aaron Donald, too, where it's kind of, Aaron Donald, he was dominant in college, but
this is his first year, by the way. Shout out.
Pros is really where he took off. And so, Keith got his work cut out for him.
Here's the notes from the email from Nebraska. Suh was the first defensive player to win AP College Player of the Year since it was awarded beginning in 1998. First defensive tackle invited to the Heisman ceremony since who?
Warren Sapp.
Warren Sapp in 94. Best finish tied Rich Glover. third in 72, won the Outland Trophy to make it 9 Outland winners, 8 players at Nebraska, won the Rotary Lombardi Award, fourth Husker to sweep the Lombardi and the Outland. Can you name the other three? You know
Dave,
the name.
Dave Remington.
Remington in 82.
Would it be Aaron Taylor?
It was not Aaron Taylor. I said Rich Glover.
Larry Jacob? No. Rich Glover.
So Glover was the earliest, then Remington. Dean Steichkuller.
Oh, then yeah, that's right. Yeah. It was back to back.
Yeah. Sue got the Bednarik and the Nagurski, like you were saying, first Husker to win them both. Finals for Walter Camp, Player of the Year, and Lott Trophy, and Big 12 Player of the Year. He was the only other Nebraska Big 12 Player of the Year alongside. Two-time winner, defensive player.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Was it Grant Wistrom?
It was Grant Wistrom. Yeah, say you're getting a very angry text or call if you don't get this one right.
Yeah, Grant Wistrom, yeah.
So there's the resume for Ndamukong Suh.
And Grant's in, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so that means Ndamukong's in. Easy. This is an easy call for Keith. He just got to forward those emails. And, there's no denying. So it'd be, I envision he gets in. He should be first ballot. So, bigger and better things, obviously, for Ndamukong as he's, I'm assuming he's retired from NFL football and going into this next life of chasing his two sons around. So he's got his hands full. He stays in shape. He still works out pretty good, but I know he stays in extra shape, as you know, Austin, chasing kids around. But look, it's a great list, but obviously, I'm assuming Ndamukong to get in, and then obviously the coaches as well. So we're going to take a quick break, come back, put a bow on this bad boy, Jay Foreman, Austin Norman. We'll be right back.
Watch Old School live on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. Old School with Foreman and Norman on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Tired of the price of everything going up these days? Groceries, rent, you name it. It's all going up. But not at Metro. They've got your back. Metro has lowered their prices and are giving you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. One line, now 20% lower. Family plans, also lowered. Oh, and you also get a free 5G phone. All with no ID required and no activation fees. Stop by your neighborhood Metro store, visit metrobytmobile.com, or call to find out about their amazing offers. Bring your number, not available if currently at T-Mobile or with Metro in the past 180 days. Guarantee covers monthly price of on-network talk, text, and 5G data for customers activating on an eligible plan. Exclusions apply. Details at metrobytmobile.com.
Going to the gym can be discouraging, especially if you're putting in the work but barely seeing changes. But with Tonal, you can actually see your progress with every workout. Tonal provides the convenience of a full gym and the expertise of a personal trainer anytime at home with one sleek system. Designed to reduce your mental load, Tonal is the ultimate strength training system, helping you focus less on workout planning and more on getting results. No more second-guessing your technique. Tonal gives you real-time coaching cues to dial in your form and help you lift safely and effectively. After a quick assessment, Tonal sets the optimal weight for every move and adjusts in one-pound increments as you get stronger, so you're always challenged. Tonal lets you choose from a variety of expert-led workouts, from strength to arrow hit to yoga and mobility to keep you coming back for more. For a limited time, go to Tonal.com to get $500 off your Tonal purchase, plus a free 4-year warranty. That's Tonal.com for $500 off, plus a free 4-year warranty. Tonal.com.